This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Every day, people are hearing updated COVID-19 numbers. The numbers of confirmed cases, the numbers of people hospitalized, the number that have died. But those numbers can be deceiving. For example, in Travis County, officials think the real number of cases is around 7 times the amount they've already discovered through testing. So it's hard to know what these numbers really mean. To help with that, KUT's Mose Bushell has this story on what you can look for when you hear these updates, and what to hope for as efforts to slow the spread of COVID-19 continue.
To start, let's imagine a devastating natural disaster, like an earthquake or a hurricane, but with one weird difference. If everybody stays at home, it doesn't happen. Klaus Wilke says that is a good way to think of the pandemic.
Psychologically, that's really difficult. Like, it's one thing you see the hurricane coming or the earthquake has already happened. Okay, it's on the ground, you're dealing with it.
Wilke is chair of the Department of Integrative Biology at UT Austin.
But we have to basically take these really severe measures that if we do them right, it'll feel like it was completely pointless because nothing happened.
He says that is a best case outcome for stay-at-home orders and other emergency measures. But here's where the numbers can fail us. They won't really tell us if these measures are working for at least 3 weeks.
Because the disease develops so slowly. So it takes about 3 weeks from the day you get infected to the day you die, if you die.
It sometimes takes 2 weeks just to show symptoms. This is the first thing to remember when you hear about the number of cases rising. We should expect them to rise, even as we take emergency measures. And it's likely they will rise dramatically for at least 3 weeks after we start staying home.
The case number and the number of deaths doubles approximately every 3 days.
So it might feel like what we're doing is not working, even when it is.
Like, that's what they're going to see in New York now. It will feel like it's not working.
There's another reason the numbers will keep going up. That's the lack of early, widespread testing.
And that's a very different problem.
You probably heard about this already, but Texas and the rest of the country is way behind other places in the amount of the population it's tested. So when you see the number of confirmed cases reported, you've got to assume the real number is much higher. The more testing we do, the more the numbers will rise. Wilke says that puts us at a huge disadvantage in fighting the disease, and not only because it hides the size of the problem.
The most important aspect of testing is not to measure how much COVID-19 there is.
The most important reason to test is to identify everybody who has it.
So that we can really tell the people that are infected to absolutely stay home. Anybody who's been in contact with people that have been infected also has to stay home. You should test enough so you catch everybody that is positive.
We are nowhere near being able to do that, which actually brings us back to those stay-at-home orders.
If you don't know who has it and who doesn't have it, the only thing you can do is assuming everybody has it and behave accordingly.
So far, none of this sounds very encouraging. So, are there any places we can look for hope? Is there a sign of progress we can listen for as the numbers come in?
Yes.
But you have to look at more than just the daily numbers. That's where those graphs reporting the spread of COVID-19 come into play.
Actually, I can show all of that visually, and then it's your job to turn that into radio.
One of the things you can see in the rising lines of those graphs is that doubling Wilke talked about.
So the US here is roughly on the doubles every 3 days line. Korea very quickly got on the doubles every week line.
This is what people mean when they talk about flattening the curve. The rate of spread becomes more gradual. More people keep getting the disease.
The cases still go up very, very rapidly. Or these are deaths, actually. So really scary numbers.
But if they're increasing at a slower rate,
then you know, okay, whatever we're doing is working. We just need to keep going.
And here's where Texas maybe has an advantage over some other parts of the country, like California and New York. The disease didn't take off here as early as in those places.
It's good, right? It's good that we are behind, but we really have to make sure that we don't squander that. We have the opportunity to catch it still a little earlier than other places.
The earlier people start staying at home, practicing social distancing, the better chance they have of slowing the spread of the disease, seeing that flatten before the numbers get too high for hospitals to handle. But it takes everybody working together to do it. Mose Bushel, KUT News.